Now to the city of Milwaukee's commissioner of health. Kirsten Johnson has been on the job for about 4 months. She formerly headed up the Washington-Ozaukee Public Health Department, merging them and establishing an independent board of health. She was director and health officer for about 5 years. Are you a Milwaukeean? What do you think of the city's response to the pandemic and where vaccinations stand now? It's 800-642-1234. Commissioner Kirsten Johnson, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So when you started your job, you said unsurprisingly that your number one goal is to lead Milwaukee out of this public health crisis. How is the city doing battling COVID at this point?
So I think we've done a tremendous job. I can't say enough about the city of Milwaukee Health Department and the work they've done over the last year. But, you know, as of today, our burden, so the number of cases per 100,000 is just over 11, so 11.4. And our test positivity is 1.1, which is the lowest we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic. And we have 52% of our population fully with their first dose of vaccine and 47% fully vaccinated. Still have a lot of work to do. And we are, you know, continuing to try to be creative in that space. But I think we've done a great job.
All right. So the city itself then trending above Milwaukee County there and pretty much on par with the state average. Is that what you're seeing?
That is absolutely what we're seeing. We have pockets of the community of the city who are have lower vaccination rates, but we at this point just this week have pivoted to really a canvassing neighborhood initiative process. We have staff literally going door to door offering vaccine to people.
Wait, talk to me a little bit more about that. You're canvassing neighborhoods, going door to door, offering vaccines, like literally knocking on the door saying, hey, is someone unvaccinated here? Would you like a vaccine now?
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're doing it in partnership with some community organizations who have done trainings. So we have community health workers, influencers, mobilizers who are going with our staff door to door, knocking, giving education, trying to make people comfortable having conversations. And then if they're interested, offering vaccine.
Would that be a J&J vaccine then, a one-shot dose?
Nope, we offer both Pfizer and J&J.
Okay.
So we'll come back.
So you would come back to that home. What about the Delta variant there? What is the impact? It's a, you know, fast spreading mutation of COVID. What are you seeing in Milwaukee?
So we've only seen a handful of cases that have actually been sequenced of the Delta variant in Wisconsin or in Milwaukee. I think there's about 30 in the state. But that's just a small sampling of the total number of cases. So I think it's here. I mean, it does give me pause. I am concerned about the pockets of our city that are unvaccinated or have a lower vaccination rate. But if you are vaccinated, the good news is that the vaccine works against the Delta variant. So I think we're really, we're really kind of racing against time. We're in the summer, which is great for us in Wisconsin because we're primarily outdoors. We like to gather outdoors. So that is helpful. But again, I think we really need to work hard over the course of the summer to get vaccine in as many arms as we can.
Okay, so there's the door-to-door canvassing. What other efforts are you doing to try to get vaccinations up?
So we're partnering with local organizations and businesses. You know, our sports teams here in Milwaukee have been tremendous partners through the entire pandemic. So the Brewers and Bucks have been generously offering tickets and, you know, get a shot, get a ticket. We have an event tomorrow with the Bucks. So if you get vaccinated tomorrow before the Bucks game, you will be entered into a raffle to receive playoff tickets. So really sort of exciting initiatives. Summerfest has done a tremendous job. So 2 or 3 weeks ago, we did a drive-through event there and they gave Summerfest tickets for every shot. We're trying to be creative and really target the populations that we know have lower vaccination rates. So, you know, the younger age groups, 30 and under, the canvassing that we're doing in communities is really in sort of currently started in the northwest side of our city, really trying to address some of those racial disparities we're seeing as well.
We're talking with Kirsten Johnson, Commissioner of Health for the City of Milwaukee. She started the job in March. You can join in. Do you live in Milwaukee? What do you think of the city's response? Has someone knocked on your door to find out if everyone is vaccinated and if someone needs a vaccination? What do you make of efforts to get vaccines out to people in your community? Join in 800-642-1234. you know, there is some reporting out this morning saying, look, Milwaukee youth vaccination rates are behind state averages. What are you seeing out of youth in vaccinations?
So we are vaccinating youth. Again, I think we're trying to really target and make vaccine readily available, trying to, eliminate any and all barriers to vaccine being available to youth. We partnered with MPS and other non-MPS schools this spring to get vaccine in arms. We have a large back-to-school event this in late July, early August, where we'll be offering vaccine there as well. You know, the door-to-door campaign. We have an event this weekend that hopefully will draw a large number of young people. I think, again, just trying to be creative in where we're offering. Also, our healthcare partners have been tremendous in this space. And I think as we move forward in our vaccination efforts, we're really going to be leaning into our healthcare partners. You know, at every time someone walks in their door, hopefully there'll be an opportunity to get somebody to be vaccinated. So it's thinking about kids and their, annual appointments and back to school appointments. Hopefully we'll be able to capture more there.
Yeah. I'm just curious what that back to school vaccination effort might look like as you partner with Milwaukee Public Schools.
So again, this spring we offered vaccine at 4 different schools, multiple days a week. I imagine we're going to do something similar in the fall. And like I mentioned, we have a large back to school event planned. It's 2 days, 2 Fridays, the last Friday of July and the first Friday in August. Again, really targeting our students in the city of Milwaukee and hoping to get them vaccinated before they go back.
When you look at how the city has done in mask wearing and health orders that expired in late May, the city had fined businesses more than $250,000 for violating these orders. What do you see at the intersection of fines, enforcement, and public health?
So I think the orders were tremendously effective early on in the pandemic. We put our orders in place, it was before my time here at the health department, but I believe it was in June, July. And it was very effective at sort of bringing our business and community partners together to understand safety and mitigation measures. And it was very effective at implementing masking as well. I think for anyone who's traveled to Milwaukee over the course of the last year and outside of Milwaukee, you could see a marked difference in the city. And frankly, you still can see that. We are supporting any business that it continues to ask patrons to mask. So I think it made a significant impact on the spread in the city. Again, last summer, last fall, the rates in the city were lower than the surrounding communities. I mean, I think that's something to be proud of. As we were moving through the winter, and again, as our rates and our burden started to improve, it just became time to lift those orders and recognize the tremendous work that our community partners and businesses have done. But also we did some work with our epidemiologists and really were comfortable that our burden was going to continue to fall. And sure enough, it has.
Milwaukee Health Commissioner Kirsten Johnson with us explaining her public health approach at this stage in the pandemic. What steps should the city take in combating the pandemic? What about lead poisoning? What about racial inequities in healthcare? Are you concerned about the more contagious Delta variant? Do you have questions about CDC guidance or masks with your unvaccinated child? Join in on Milwaukee Public Health. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're talking with the City of Milwaukee's Health Commissioner, Kirsten Johnson, who's been on the job for 4 months, previously Director of the Washington Ozaukee Public Health Department. She's also been a health policy fellow at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Still time to talk about public health policy for Milwaukee, how you see it in your neighborhood, 800-642-1234. And Commissioner Johnson is with us for about 10 more minutes. I want to talk about turnover in your department. Before you, Jeanette Qualick held the position for about 2 years. Before her, Bevan Baker had the job for about 13 years. How long does it take to fully understand this job and to shape and advance health policy and programs in Milwaukee?
So I'd say it takes more than 4 months. it takes time, absolutely. This department has gone through obviously a lot of change, and change is really difficult. And then I add on top of it a pandemic. So I think as we move towards recovery, my one of my biggest goals is really to build or rebuild the foundation of this department and work on a strategic plan that aligns all of our work across all of the areas that we focus on. So LED, Office of Violence Prevention, Maternal and Child Health, our lab, so that we all are working towards collective goals to really systemically address racism, to think very critically about social determinants of health, and how do we partner with our other community organizations to address some of those things. And it takes time to do that work. I think my goal as a leader in this role is I would like us to be in a very strong place and an influential in state policy and potentially even federal policy in 3 years. So I know it's going to take time, but I think we have a really incredible opportunity in the city of Milwaukee to do some great work.
So, and you've said before you're a systems thinker, and I kind of hear systems as you explain that there are so many problems that are really interconnected, and that kind of laps into something else as well when you mention lead there and systemic racism. Can you explain that a little bit about how these issues are interconnected?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about systemic racism, and the social determinants of health, which I really are arguably the political determinants of health, it's directly related to lead. So thinking about neighborhoods where Black and Brown communities were allowed to live based on policy, where they were allowed to invest in community and buy homes. You know, it's the oldest housing stock in the city. It's deteriorating. Again, there's been a lack of investment in education, so which in turn results in a lack of economic opportunity, and it's just perpetuating this issue. And lead specifically, you know, it's related to housing stock. And again, I would argue these are political determinants of health. These were policies that were put in place over the last 150 years that are perpetuating health inequities. And as a leader in the health department, and specifically in Milwaukee, I think we have an opportunity to really look closely at not only our own operations, but how do we address this as a city? How do we collaborate with other community partners, healthcare systems, and really leverage those relationships? How do we foster a relationship with the legislature, with the state Department of Health? How are we influential with our senators on the Hill? I think it's critically important in our role in public health in Milwaukee as the largest health department to be influential and to make strides in this work. Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee declared racism as a public health crisis. It absolutely is. But what are we going to do about it? And that's why I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, former Commissioner Kwalik left the job last year. One reason she gave was that she felt, quote unquote, limited by Republican state lawmakers and a conservative leaning state Supreme Court. What role should state government have in the decisions you make in the decisions city health departments make in how they operate?
You know, that's a really, I think the pandemic has brought to light the interaction between state policy and state power making and how that interrelates with municipal or local public health making. So those orders that we can put in place, you know, the Supreme Court recently ruled in Wisconsin that, you know, it's local public health departments do not have the authority to close school districts. I think this is a tough conversation, but I think it's critically important that we as public health leaders, all of us, and are at the table to have those conversations. I do think, you know, I came from Washington, Nozaki County, two of the more conservative counties in the state, and I feel strongly that I was able to build relationships with my leaders and have them have a really good understanding of public health. We worked closely together. I respected their ideas and thoughts, and we were able to make progress in a way that I think has been stifled at the state largely. But again, it's really about fostering those relationships, creating partnerships, and having those tough conversations. And public health absolutely has to be at the table.
I'm just thinking about all the public health leaders who have left their jobs over the stress of the pandemic, the stress coming from lawmakers and other areas. What do you make of that exodus?
It's not surprising. This has been the hardest year of my career. I think every single one of us has probably thought more than once, like, I can't do this anymore. I'm exhausted. I'm emotionally exhausted. I'm putting my entire life out there and my professional, credibility out on the line. And this has been really hard. And I'm not sure I can emphasize that enough. So I respect every single health commissioner, health officer who's left their role, because you also have to take care of yourself. And this has been, I can't emphasize enough, it's been a really difficult year.
Kristen Johnson, Commissioner of Health for the City of Milwaukee, on the job since March. You can ask her a question, 800-642-1234. We heard from Kathy in Milwaukee, called, couldn't stay with us. And Kathy says they understand the racial disparities in vaccine rates and reasons for hesitancy in getting the COVID vaccine. And Kathy wonders, what is the city doing to address racial disparities and vaccine hesitancy?
So our effort really now is focused on utilizing trusted leaders in community, whether formal or informal, sort of in community influencers, individuals who live in communities and neighborhoods who've been vaccinated as the messengers. So it's so critically important that the messenger and the way that we communicate information is from someone that is respected and that people feel connected to. And I think we can all relate to that. So our door-to-door effort is really about meeting people where they are, having really honest conversations, not being judgmental, understanding that there are absolute reasons why people are hesitant and that we should respect those reasons, but also trying to communicate how critically important it is at this point in time to be vaccinated so we don't have to put health orders in place, that, you know, we don't have increasing hospitalization rates and that more people don't die. At this point, it's preventable, and we need to communicate that in the most culturally sensitive way we can.
Circling back to lead pipes, the program to replace lead pipes, lead service lines in Milwaukee is proposed to take generations, more than 70 years. Is that a timeline that you find realistic, or is that a timeline you're okay with as public health commissioner?
So, you know, I think there's two different sources of lead really in Milwaukee. The predominant source of lead that is related to lead poisoning in children is paint and soil. So the health department's focus is really heavily on how do we abate homes? How do we eliminate the risk of peeling lead in some of these homes that are, you know, older? My own home has lead in it. And one of my children has an elevated blood lead level because we're doing some construction. So just educating families about, you know, just even that dust that gets generated is dangerous. The lead pipe piece, it is going to take many years because it's expensive to do. But in reality, in most cases, the water in our lead is pretty low in Milwaukee. And you know, families can get their water tested from the tap. But in reality, where it's coming from and how our children are being poisoned is the paint and the soil.
Commissioner Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Kirsten Johnson is Commissioner of Health for the City of Milwaukee. Stay with us. We examine the concept of dignity in public health politics, pop culture, law, how it relates to LGBTQ+ communities. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.